Without a will, your hard-earned money might end with unintended beneficiaries, as the law recognizes only formal relationships. Unmarried couples who do not create wills may find their wealth going to their respective families, leaving the surviving partner with nothing. So let's talk about the importance of multiple wills. Why is having a will vital, and how does it safeguard your family's future and your own assets? The absence of a will can trigger a legal battle over your assets, as illustrated by a case involving a determined matriarch who left her wealth undecided, leading to disputes amongst her children. This scenario emphasizes two key reasons why creating a will should not be delayed. Many people believe that the intestacy laws, which distributes assets to the closest relatives, negates the need for a will. However, this assumption can lead to unintended consequences, with more harm than good. Consider the following. Number one, property distribution without a will. Your assets are distributed based on intestacy laws. For instance, a man dies without a will, his home will be distributed to his wife 50% and to his children in equal shares. This division can lead to complications. A small stake in a property can hinder selling it without the consent of other stakeholders, which could stall your plans to buy your home. Number two, lack of control over affairs. Not having a will means relinquishing the right to appoint a trusted person to manage your affairs. This can sometimes cause family disputes if beneficiaries can't agree on who will be the administrator, which may then need court to intervene. Number three, guardianship for children. For parents with young children, not having the will to appoint a guardian will mean a court order is required to assign one. This can lead to delays, added costs, and potential disputes, especially if in-laws disagree. Number four, inheritance rights. Without a will, your hard-earned money might end with unintended beneficiaries, as the law recognizes only formal relationships. Unmarried couples who do not create wills may find their wealth going to their respective families, leaving the surviving partner with nothing. So let's talk about the importance of multiple wills. To prudently plan for your family, consider creating at least two separate wills for different life stages. A first will for early family life. The initial will is crucial when you start a family. It allows you to nominate a suitable guardian for your children if anything happens to you or your spouse. This step provides peace of mind and can give you clarity in uncertain times. Number two, if there are changing circumstances. As life progresses and your assets grow, you may then need to revise your will. New beneficiaries, assets, and different family dynamics might come into play. Updating your will then ensure that your wishes remain aligned with your evolving life circumstances. Making changes is easier than you actually think. One common misconception is that altering a will can be complicated or cumbersome. This belief sometimes leads people to procrastinate in creating a will until they have definitive decisions regarding asset distribution. However, changing your will is more straightforward than you might imagine. You can create a will that reflects your general wishes. As circumstances then evolve and your decisions change, you can amend specific portions of your will through something called a codicil, which is a document that updates only relevant sections. This approach eliminates the need to rewrite the entire will if most of it still remains relevant. The COVID-19 pandemic has emphasized the importance of being prepared for emergencies. So we shouldn't wait until it's too late to protect our assets and our family's well-being. So now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channel for more legal things.